I'm Brian Moline. In recent weeks, the city of Champaign has approved two settlements in excessive use of force complaints against police officer Matt Rush. Although Rush's dismissal from the Champaign Police Department was overturned by an arbitrator, there's still the possibility that Rush could face criminal charges in one or more of those cases. That's according to Champaign County State's Attorney Julia Reitz. I spoke with Reitz this week about the Matt Rush case and about her office's relationships with both the Champaign Police Department and the local African-American community.
Well, I think, first of all, to be clear, he was dismissed for a number of reasons, including not documenting things accurately in reports. There were excessive use of force complaints made against him that were unfounded at the department level. And I think that's important to make clear because the situation has become very public with the settlement of lawsuits by the city of Champaign and the release of a lot of information to the public. And some have demanded or requested that we review the entirety of the situation for criminal charges. And the fact that there have been internal investigations and internal discipline and a process of arbitration does affect our ability to make decisions on the criminal side. And so we are looking at the entirety of the situation to see if there is anything criminal that we should be addressing. But all of the history of the situation is going to be taken into account.
Sure. Any idea on a time frame as to when your office might have a decision on that case?
Well, I just recently received a large amount of documents, and we need to go through those documents. We may decide that it's appropriate to send the situation to an independent prosecutor who can look at it without the issues that we have, the relationships that we have, so that it may be done in a fair and unbiased way. Some people might suggest because of our relationship with the police agency, because of the fact that Matt Rush is and will be an officer for the foreseeable future, that we may make decisions based on that. Or others might suggest that we might be making decisions because there's a public demand for us to do something. And so it might be in everyone's best interest to send it to an independent prosecutor.
Who would be that independent prosecutor? Would it be a state's attorney from another county? How would that work?
Most likely it would be the appellate prosecutor's office, which is located in Springfield. They generally take on these sorts of situations, and I have spoken with them, and they're willing to look into it. It's ultimately my decision whether to request that. And so as we move forward, we'll be making that decision. We might also need additional investigation done because the investigations that were done in these individual events were really done from the perspective of the arrest of the individuals, from Officer Rush's perspective, from the perspective of the other officers involved. And so there may be additional interviews or information that needs to be gathered when we look at it from a different perspective.
You mentioned, you know, having a relationship, with the officer in particular and with the department in general, that police and state's attorney's office relationship, as you look at that, how does that work ideally? What's the ideal relationship between a police department and a state's attorney's office?
Well, it's a cooperative relationship, of course, but at the same time, we both have our own individual interests and responsibilities. And so sometimes we may disagree on the direction that any situation needs to go in. The police agency has a different burden of proof. They are on the front lines making immediate decisions about public safety issues. We, on the other hand, as the prosecutors, are making decisions about what can we prove beyond a reasonable doubt in court. And so a decision that they make on the street may be correct and appropriate on the street, but might not be correct and appropriate in court. And so it's a balancing act. Now, I will say that in Champaign County generally, not just with the Champaign Police Department, but with all agencies, I think we have a really uniquely fantastic relationship. We all work together very well, and I'm certain we're going to continue to work together well on this situation.
How can an investigation like, say, an excessive use of force complaint that your office has to undertake, how can that impact the relationship between your office and a police department?
Well, I think that if we're all on the same page and we're all focusing on the same goal, which is public safety, following the law, appropriate procedures and policies, then it shouldn't affect that relationship. I think, again, everyone has their own responsibilities, but we all have the same goals. And so if we're open and honest and we work together, I don't see there being any negative effect, or there shouldn't be, certainly.
Looking more generally with your office's relationship with the local African-American community, how do you feel about that relationship currently?
Well, I'd like to think that we have a very good relationship. I met last week with a number of leaders in the community who wanted to discuss the Officer Rush situation specifically. They had a lot of questions, and I believe it's my role as a public official to answer those questions, to try to be as open as possible, certainly within the bounds of the law and my ethical requirements. But it's important that we all understand what's going on and can then share that with our constituencies. That's part of the reason why I'm here talking with you. And so certainly there are so many issues going on statewide, nationally. People have very strong opinions, but we have to look at each situation individually. And I think that our local issues are significant, but we work together well, not just in law enforcement, but in the community. We are involved in so many different areas, particularly the community coalition, a lot of efforts to maintain those lines of communication and to work together well.
Do you feel like there are some areas of improvement that could be possible there, and what might those be?
Well, there's always areas of improvement, but Champaign County is a big, small town, right? We have so much going on, but yet you go to the grocery store or walk down the street and people know each other. And this happens to me all the time. And so often people will come up to me and say, "We understand what's happening. You are doing a good job. You have a hard job." I appreciate that people understand that. But they, on an individual level, really do appreciate the process that we're going through and the care that we take. And that, I think, is significant. So how can we improve? We just need to continue opening those lines of communication, listening to each other, and understanding the difficulties that we all have in addressing these very complex issues.
Champaign County State's Attorney Julia Reitz, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.